When Mayor Bill Peduto was a city councilman representing District 8, he went back to school to get a master's degree in public policy and management. David Miller was one of Peduto's professors at the Graduate School of Public and International Affairs at the University of Pittsburgh. He's also the director of Pitt's Center for Metropolitan Studies and was the city's director of management and budget under Mayor Tom Murphy.
There's a great quote from Dick Thornburgh, who used to be the governor of the Commonwealth. He said, "You campaign in poetry and you govern in prose."
After 100 days in office, Peduto's transition from poetry to prose is ripe for analysis.
I would have to say, if you compared 100 days in of prior administrations, I think this one is clearly outpaced governance reforms.
Throughout his campaign, Peduto promised Pittsburghers a better, smarter, more efficient government through transparency, talent-based hiring, and data-driven decision-making.
If you look at what we've accomplished in the first 100 days thus far, innovation and performance is definitely a jewel. A gem of our first set of accomplishments.
Kevin Acklin is Peduto's chief of staff, and he's talking about a brand new department headed up by Boomerang Pittsburgher Deborah Lamb. She's worked on sustainability and innovation projects with governments all over the world, including London and Beijing.
Deborah's worked hard over the first 3 months of the administration to really revamp and restructure what used to be called CIS, which was information systems, to make it more than just a technology service provider to city the workforce, but really to serve as the innovation hub of the city.
Acklin says the new department's main purpose is to make sure that taxpayer money is spent efficiently. For example, some computer systems currently used by city departments aren't compatible with one another. Lamb and her team are working on fixing that, but they're also trying to make sure that every department has the resources it needs to achieve its goals.
Working with our Department of Public Works for the next winter snowstorm to make sure that we're being able to track our snow plows. And also with paving to make sure that we're addressing the streets that are most in need.
Acklin says the department also wants to do big things, like bring Wi-Fi to the neighborhoods and ramp up the city's commitment to sustainable development. Additionally, they're working to collaborate with the county and neighboring municipalities to reduce duplication of tasks.
For the first time in I'd say over 30 years, you have a city mayor and a county executive that talk every day. That are political allies, and we want to take advantage of this to make sure that we're breaking down those institutional barriers between the city and the county to create a smarter government, but ultimately a government that uses taxpayer money in a more efficient manner.
Acklin says Deborah Lamb's very presence in Pittsburgh is a reflection of the mayor's new approach to hiring.
We're going to hire based on talent, not on politics, and that's unique.
Searches for new department heads have all been run through the website Talent City, which is an initiative of the Pittsburgh Foundation meant to bring transparency to hiring in city government. The administration has also appointed members to boards, authorities, and commissions using Talent City, an approach that City Council President Bruce Krause says is a welcome change. Last week, Krause attended the orientation for the roughly 60 members of such entities, such as the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority and the Pittsburgh Parking Authority.
And he asked, has anyone ever served on a board, authority, or commission before? And I would argue 7/8 of the room lifted their hand to say no. And it sort of gave me a chill down my spine that when he talks about open government, that it isn't just talk, that it is action.
Acklin says the city now has the most diverse group of people on boards, commissions, and authorities in Pittsburgh history, including, for the first time, a female majority. But Peduto's personnel changes in the city haven't been all about hiring. His controversial employee severance incentive program received approval in city council earlier this year after months of disagreements and compromises.
Our internal projections have us projecting that the early retirement program is not only going to allow us the opportunity to restructure city government from the workforce perspective, but also it'll result in substantial savings to the taxpayers to the tune of about $6 million over the next 5 years.
But as late as Monday, Councilwoman Darlene Harris expressed concern about the program, saying she's yet to see the list of roughly 70 employees who took the buyout.
Separate from that list, I would like to see what the amount of money is that is going out. That includes sick time and vacation time and everything that is combined into the amount for those buyouts.
Tuesday was the deadline for the mayor's office to present such a summary to council as part of the administration's overall restructuring plan. Peduto's communications manager, Tim McNulty, says that deadline wasn't arbitrarily imposed by council. Instead, it came out of collaborative conversations with council members. Again, Council President Bruce Krause.
There's a cooperation on the fifth floor that I have previously not experienced, and it's a welcome change.
Kevin Ackland says collaboration with council is central to the mayor's open government approach and points to two pieces of legislation as evidence of his commitment to cooperation. Councilwoman Deb Gross's land bank bill, which received final approval this week, and Councilwoman Natalia Rudiak's open data initiative, which became law last month.
That's not just good government, that's economic development. That'll allow companies to develop around the different data that we're spinning out of the city, whether it be crime data from our neighborhoods or different data regarding our transportation systems.
At a January press conference announcing the initiative, Councilwoman Natalia Rudiak said it marked a reversal of the traditional assumption of closed data, where citizens have to file right-to-know requests in order to get information.
Right-to-know is about asking for information, about going through the law department, about encountering red tape, right? This bill is about giving the information. It's about unlocking the information, not having to go through months of red tape to obtain it.
Pitt Professor David Miller says what the Open Data Initiative means for the city may be even more important than the data itself.
You said not only an important message in terms of now information that prior wasn't available, but you said a much more important message that we're open. This is a government that we want you to be able to see and feel and be part of.
Miller says for Pittsburghers, being a part of the new city government means holding the administration accountable for all the promises they've made.
Vigilance is the key word, because there's no guarantee that it's necessarily going to unfold the next 100 days the same way it has the first 100 days.
And Kevin Ackland says while Peduto and his team are proud of everything they've accomplished in the last 100 days, they've still just barely scratched the surface. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.